Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We've got something of a different hour today. We're getting in-depth local reaction to Donald Trump's immigration speech last night and the reality of immigration in Massachusetts. Before the break, we talked about Trump's comments on so-called sanctuary cities, but he also talked a lot about illegal immigration and legal immigration. He hit rather hard on legal immigration, proposing several reforms to how legal immigrants are admitted to the United States, including this one.
To choose immigrants based on merit, skill, and proficiency. Doesn't that sound nice? And to establish new immigration controls to boost wages and to ensure that open jobs are offered to American workers first, and that in particular African American and Latino workers who are being shut out in this process so unfairly.
So choosing immigrants based on merit, skill, and proficiency. Well, a major venture capital firm locally based says immigrants are vital to business creation. And in fact, they do not like what Donald Trump has been saying about immigration. And they have come up with their alternative plan. It's got an expletive in it that starts with F, and it's F Trump. The plan comes from Charles River Ventures, and they've announced that their firm will actually begin covering the costs for U.S. visas for any Charles River Venture Company founders. Joining us now from New York is an investor with Charles River, Danny Crichton. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So react to that bit of tape that we just played from Trump last night. It seems, at least on the face of it, there is some agreement. He wants to bring in immigrants based on merit, skill, and proficiency, and that would help the United States. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, for decades, we brought in immigrants from around the world to the United States on exactly those terms. The immigration system is complex, though. There are multiple programs. You know, a lot of our founders use technical visas like H-1Bs or O-1s to come over, but yeah, there are also families and other visa programs to help bring everyone here who wants to come.
Okay, so tell me then about why not that long ago Charles River Ventures went, it seems, on a limb in terms of political actions that businesses or VC companies take and actually created this plan whose title is F Trump.
You know, we're a 46-year-old venture firm originally founded in Boston, and when you look at our portfolio over those 46 years, a majority of our founders were immigrants. In addition, among the nine partners, seven of them are immigrants, and we speak eight languages. And so for us, it wasn't just a question of politics. In fact, it was not a question of politics at all. It was really an existential risk to our firm that we really need immigration from around the world to continue to build businesses, to continue to create jobs in America. Obviously, we do get a return from that, but it helps everyone in the economy.
But you have to admit, though, that CRV made it somewhat political with its choice of the title for its new project.
Absolutely, and I think that the title was absolutely in line with sort of our feelings about it. I mean, for seven out of nine of us, these sorts of words, Trump's tones for the last 2 years, has really influenced not just how they perceive the United States, but how many of their founders do as well. I mean, we're constantly in communication with our founders, many of whom are immigrants, as I said, and you know they're feeling this pressure every single day that they are not wanted here, that they are not supposed to be building their companies here, and they're looking around and saying, "Look, I made 500 jobs here. Like I've done more than Donald Trump. Like why is this up for debate?" And so I felt that we really express what a lot of founders and venture capitalists are saying behind the scenes publicly.
Hmm. Well, Danny Crichton, tell me a little bit more about why it seems, I mean, you think that that a Trump presidency, what kind of impact it could have on venture capitalists or the venture capital community?
I mean, it really depends on what happens. We don't really know what Trump actual policy positions are. So, and they seem to change quite radically all the time. So, you know, if you look at what he said last night, you know, we do admit today based on merit. If you looked at the White House's proposal just last week to bring in additional founders, any founder who owns more than 15% of their business and has received $345,000 of venture capital from U.S.-based domestic venture capitalists, would be given special preference as part of the visa process. So I think we've already seen these sorts of policies, and it's unfortunate that what has been, I think, a bipartisan coalition of politicians for the last probably 50 years around merit and around bringing in the best engineers and the best scientists from around the world to the United States has really come under attack in the last 18 months.
Now, I note that more than 145 tech executives, entrepreneurs, and venture capitalists did sign a letter in July of this year, so just last month, saying a Trump presidency would, quote, be a disaster for innovation. But on the other hand, one of the nation's most famous investors, Peter Thiel, spoke at the Republican National Convention, saying that that he believes that the Republican Party could bring about leadership that would spur great, you know, Manhattan project-sized innovation in the future.
You know, it's really fascinating on Peter Thiel. One of his most famous founders is Elon Musk of SpaceX, who comes from South Africa. If you look at his own portfolio, many, many of his companies come from overseas to the United States to build the future. And so I think what you're seeing here is that Silicon Valley does have a diversity of views. And everyone is allowed to hold their own opinion. I think the difference between the July letter and what CRV was trying to do is saying it's not just a question of individual preferences, that it's actually a business imperative that we continue to support the best entrepreneurs from around the world coming to the United States.
What about
that was sort of the difference?
I can imagine that a rebuttal from Donald Trump himself would be, but the best entrepreneurs are right here within the United States already, and they're the ones who deserve the support and funding of companies like Charles River Ventures.
And they're right. I mean, look, a majority of our founders are immigrants, and obviously the other half are not. So I think from our perspective, we always want to support the best entrepreneurs, the best companies, because those are the ones that develop and create the most jobs, that create the most impact, that create the future, essentially. And so from our perspective, we think of it as a purely meritocratic function. We want to focus on the absolute best, the number one entrepreneur who's going to create that Facebook, that Airbnb, that Uber, that Udacity. And the only way we're going to do that is to ensure that all the best people, whether they're local here or people who want to be local, have the ability to do that and have access to the capital markets that the United States offers.
Well, Danny Crichton is an investor with Charles River Ventures. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.